for the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. As we continue our final Beaver Fever Friday at Buffalo Wild Wings, time to chat a little Beaver baseball. Joey Hanowski, senior out of Little Falls. Let's look back to your freshman year, Joey. You guys made the NSIC tournament. You had a fantastic year. You played in the championship game as the 8 seed. Did things come a little too easy for you, considering how you started here?
Yeah, obviously, like I always say, you couldn't ask for a better freshman year, but it really kind of set the bar pretty high. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was easy. It was more of the fact that we kind of got lucky and got hot at the right time, got a little help. I think we got in on a tiebreaker that year, and you know, and the best thing about when you get to the conference tournament, when you have a team like us that was playing playoff baseball for probably well over a month that year, it kind of helps. We were coming in hot, and we kind of took a lot of teams by surprise and then kind of lost a heartbreaker in the championship game, but it was a heck of a season.
How did those seniors help you get acclimated so quickly?
It showed me how to play Beaver baseball and play the right way. Not all of them were the flashiest guys, but they were hard-nosed guys, and the biggest thing that team did while we were so – everyone knew their role. If it was pinch hitting, if it was – you know, if you were in the lineup, what's my job in the lineup? You know, just get on base. You know, our assistant coach, Matt Allenheise, I think that year set the conference record and the record here for most hit by pitches in a year. I mean, that was his job. He knew he had to get on base. He was our eight hitter, and he did a great job like that. But they really set the bar high, and it kind of helped me as a leadership standpoint moving forward and helping this program keep going.
How has BSU baseball prepared you for the real world?
It's definitely taught me a lot of discipline, mental discipline, and, you know, things aren't always going to be easy in life, obviously, but that's the way it is. And I think playing a college sport has really helped you with time management, going to class in between, trying to do your homework between practices and games, and, you know, communicating with teachers when you're going to be gone. So staying ahead and time management, I feel like, is going to be the biggest thing that helps me.
Baseball to me is the one sport that has a right way and a wrong way to play it that doesn't necessarily stand out so much in other sports. You know, running out every ground ball, being ready defensively on every single pitch in case the ball's hit to you. It's got to help you in life, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. With baseball, as much as you get physically drained, I always tell our guys after series, you know, Saturday after the games or Sunday, you should be so mentally drained because, like you said, it's pitch by pitch, at bat by at bat. So I think that's going to help me a lot because, you know, you just got to take everything one step at a time in baseball, and that's the same thing with life.
Baseball was once America's pastime. I think football may have overtaken it, unfortunately. What is it, though, about the game that really draws you to it?
I just love it. It's a game within games. You know, there's little games that need to be won to win the big game, and you know, I think some people think baseball is boring. I think it's you have to look at it in the right way to really enjoy it. It's an art. It goes against every law of physics to play this game, and you have to really lucky for me, I was introduced to it at a young age and just loved growing up playing it and watching it with my dad and watching my brothers. And it's an art, and I feel like you really have to appreciate this sport to go watch the games.
On to this year. A couple of weeks ago, you guys played Sioux Falls on a Friday night. I looked down into the crowd as I was calling the game, and I'm like, there's some men's and women's hockey players. Look over there, and there's some basketball players. Over here, some soccer players. What's it mean to you that the other athletes here support you guys and you support them too?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's a smaller campus. You get to know these people, and you know, it's the nice thing is you get to know them as friends, not just athletes. And there's a face behind, you know, the helmets and the numbers on people's backs, and you get to really know who they are. And you know, you get to know people from Canada. You get to know people from, you know, a gunner on our team from Texas. Get the way know their way of living, I should say. And it's just it's fun. That's why BSU is such a special place, because it's a small campus. Everyone knows everybody, and everyone wants everyone to do well and succeed.
You spoke at the Green and White Auction a couple of weeks ago. A fundraiser raised a whole mess of money for BSU athletics. How nice was it to let the boosters and the fans know how much they mean to you guys as athletes?
Oh, it's huge. This university really thrives off of our boosters and people that love to support BSU athletics. Like I said before, it's a small group, but you know, I really believe once a Beaver, always a Beaver. You're going to come back. You're going to support. You know, next year when I'm hopefully have a job and working in a cubicle around springtime, I'm going to probably be working and have live stats up watching the guys and hoping everyone's doing well. So, yeah, it's a huge, you know, I just want to say thank you to all those boosters that helped out. It's tremendous. Their contributions are going to go a long way in helping all our programs succeed in the future.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
You know, obviously everyone wants to do something that they love. Everyone's told me I'm a good talker. I think that's why I was doing the speech stuff at that banquet. But something maybe in sales, marketing, just kind of, I feel like that's the right niche for me because you're still competitive. You're still trying to get people to sign with you or get a big sale for your company. And I think that'll help my competitive edge moving forward.
Thanks for everything you've done for BSU.
Yeah, thanks for having me for the last 4 years.